Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am live. We're doing a late night show. We're late night and we're live and we're doing our thing. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Shout out to my overseas folks that's listening and tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game as we always do. The phone lines is 818-850-5404. We're going to have a deep conversation tonight talking about racist gamers. And we have a lot of them in the room trolling. And we're going to break that down so that people can get an understanding of what that's about. But what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're not going to be too long. So you sit tight and all y'all sit alt-right. And we'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't go nowhere, everybody.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Yo, check out the black-owned business called AshKicken.com. They have all natural health and beauty and fragrance products. Their products like body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, unique incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more are the best in the business. So go to AshKicken.com. That's AshKicken.com. You know, our youth, especially our communities, are plagued with chronic diseases at an enormous rate. From diabetes, heart disease, cancer, obesity, the whole nine yards, we need to do something about it. You can help lower chronic disease rates and help kids learn about health by investing in Body Cycle. Now, this is a health education game app for kids 12 and up. You can go to Kickstarter.com, search Body Cycle, or go to healthneurotics.com. NEUROTICS, or go to Instagram at Health Neurotics, and there's a link in the bio that you can click. The campaign on Kickstarter ends on July 3rd, 2018, so get involved, healthneurotics.com.
Eric Mitchell from Sancori presents an exclusive one-off historical event in Birmingham with lectures from Dr. Joy DeGroote, the acclaimed author of Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, and the film director and author Tariq Nasheed on Sunday, 17th of June, 2018 at the Hope Suite Villa Park B66HE. Dr. Joy DeGroote will present a dynamic lecture about the legacy of white supremacy and its impact and how to disrupt systems of oppression and heal our communities. This presentation will also cover the history of white supremacy and its continued systemic influence in every major institution. Tariq Nasheed, a relationship expert, will lecture on the outside influences that sabotage black male and female relationships, solutions for stronger black relationships, and issues related to colorism. Event starts at 3:30 p.m. and finishes 10 p.m. This is a ticket-only event. Costs £25 plus booking fee. Tickets from Hatman Store and www.trauma-healing.eventbrite.co.uk. Contact Eric on 07837-620967. Join us. Be part of history in the making. Be the healing.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
Now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Oh, we're back. What's going on, family? Ready to chop it up late night. I know y'all are like, what is Tariq doing up this time of night? But I'm here. I'm here with the family. I wanted to get the show knocked out before it got too late in the week, because a lot of times during the day I'm running around doing stuff and procrastinating. Not procrastinating, but I'm doing a lot of stuff. And then I end up doing the show on Friday, and I've just been doing a lot of stuff, but I wanted to make sure I did the show tonight so we can chop it up with the family and get it on out the way. Now, if you're listening to the show live, you know, this is a surprise show. A lot of folks didn't expect me to do the show so late. Right now, it's 11:30 p.m. on the West Coast. And what, 2 o'clock? Yeah, 2:30 on the East Coast. But all my UK people are up. And in the chat room, as people can see, there are a lot of white supremacists in the chat room right now on YouTube. They are trolling in the chat room. And that's what we're going to talk about. And these are some white supremacists from the gaming community. Oh, they're just throwing the N-word all willy-nilly right now in the chat room right now. They're talking about, let's hit the dislike button. You know, they do these little mass mobs on people's pages. They're like, mass report, all that stuff. And that's what I want to talk about today. We want to talk about the racism within the white supremacist gamer community. I posted a video, and the video went viral, of a suspected white supremacist named Ice Poseidon. He's a well-known gamer here on YouTube and on, I think, Twitchy, one of those sites. I don't really rock with it that much. But there was a video of this guy, him and some of his suspected alt-right white supremacist buddies. They were at a restaurant, I think a Denny's out here in L.A. And what these guys do, and this Ice Poseidon guy, he was clicked in with Baked Alaska. You know him. He's a hardcore, dangerous white supremacist. And what they do, they try to hide their white supremacy behind trolling. That's what they do. And we've talked about that before. The white supremacists who try to hide their white supremacist, racist, anti-black views behind, well, it's just jokes. I'm just joking. I'm just trolling. And we all understand that all forms of white supremacy start off as a joke first. The Klan started off as a prank. They were joking, and then they turned into a dangerous terrorist organization. Jim Crow started off as a joke. It was a white man dressing in blackface, making fun and mocking black people. And he did it, and people became so desensitized to it, they said, well, let's make some Jim Crow laws. All right? And understand, when the white supremacists start trolling online, that means you are hitting a nerve. That means this is them getting on code. That's them trying to hide. That's them trying to deflect. And I posted a video of this guy. He and his friends, they are these quote-unquote gamers, and they go around just using the word nigga over and over again, throwing the N-word around just over. And they go out and they film themselves coming up with what they think are clever ways of saying the N-word and getting away with it. And they think it's extra funny when they can get around black people and do it. Sometimes they'll get a homeless black person to say it. So that's their thing. These white supremacist suspect gamers, they love throwing the N-word around online. And then they like to go out in public and try to get away with doing that. And that's a very dangerous thing for us to allow, because once you give a white supremacist an inch, they will try to take a mile. And they were at a restaurant here in L.A. I think it was on Manchester. They were at Denny's, and they tried to do that little slick talking around some black people. They were talking loud enough so the black people can hear them. And then there was an OG that stepped to Lice, Poseidon, and his buddies, and the OG was about to put hands on him. He called him out. I'll fuck all of you up right now. And then they started white-splaining, and they started crying. The white girl with him hollering about she's scared, and they start babbling and backpedaling and talking about, oh, we're just joking. And the brother was like, you don't joke about no bullshit like that. And they did what most white supremacists do without any type of military backup. They started pussying out. And that's just the nature of the suspected white supremacists. That's what they do. And that's why they have to become these white supremacist trolls online. See, understand, the gaming community, it's always been, and when I mean the gaming community, this community where you can communicate anonymously with each other through video games, and now you can do it online. But the white supremacist gaming community, there's always been that element of white supremacy, because most of these guys who become gamers, they have to live in a fantasy world outside of the regular white society, because most of these guys are outcasts. Most of these guys are not liked within white society. So a lot of them become geeks, a lot of them become nerds, and just because a person is a nerd, that doesn't mean that they're smart. They're socially awkward. So a lot of these suspected white supremacists and suspected white supremacist mascots, like some of these Asian wannabe white supremacists, they're socially awkward, so they get real big into this gaming thing. Because now they can live in an alternate universe where they can shoot guns and fly in outer space, and they can do all the things that they can't really do in regular society. They can be a badass in these video games. They put on the little earphones and they got the microphone and they become the characters. That's why they love getting into cosplay and all that stuff. But these guys live in these fantasy worlds because they can't cope really in the real world. They're outcast among white society. Understand that. And understand, just because some people are outcast within their own community doesn't mean that they're not still on the same code. Just understand that. But the white supremacists, nerds, when they get online, they can say whatever they want to say anonymously. Nobody can see them for the most part. But now this is why they have heroes like these, like Lice, Poseidon, and all these other people, because these are people who put their racism on open display. So they get a lot of money and they get a lot of donations from that. A lot of the white supremacist nerds, they kind of admire that because that's what they want to do. They don't want to be so anonymous with their racism. They want to be able to come up with little slick ways to be openly racist in public. And that's why they like these guys. And once these guys get called out, like what I did, I called these guys out and I posted the video, and I posted several videos of many of these gamers, including Lice, Poseidon, just being extremely racist nonstop. Just everything is nigga, 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 nigga. Going around yelling nigga this, nigga that, coming up with slick ways to say nigga, and then trying to hide it behind, well, I'm being sarcastic, I'm being satirical, I'm just joking, I'm just trolling. They all do that. Baked Alaska likes doing that too, the hardcore white supremacist. He loves doing that. I'm just trolling. And these guys are connected to all types of murders within that white supremacist alt-right community. You dig? And these nerds who have to depend on trolling, because they are socially awkward and they have to live their life online, they're not getting no women, they're very insecure, and the only thing that keeps these guys waking up in the morning having any kind of self-esteem is them saying to themselves, well, at least I'm not being treated like a nigga. And because these guys are on the bottom of the barrel of white society, they have to go overboard with the anti-black rhetoric and antagonism. That's why when these guys are playing video games, all they're doing is yelling nigga, nigga, nigga every 5 minutes. I learned this years ago with my daughter. When my daughter, who's grown now, she's grown, she's 18. But when she was a kid, I let her play one of these Xbox games, and she had the headphones on, and she was laughing. I'm like, what in the world are you laughing at? And I listened. It was a bunch of little 5 and 6 year old children of white supremacists just nigga this, nigga that. Yo, you shoot like a nigga. I mean, that's all these white supremacists have on their minds. They think about black folks 24 hours a day. Them thinking about black folks, talking about black folks indiscriminately, just nigga this, nigga that. Black people are on their minds 24 hours a day. They're so racially insecure. That's all they do. They wake up thinking about black people, especially black men, the black penis. They love talking about my dick. That's what they love, my black dick. They love a black male. They love and hate. It's a love-hate thing. They love talking about black male this, nigga that, black, just black people in general. They live for that. They're obsessed because of, number one, racial insecurity, because they are nerds who could not function in white society. They have to depend on a system of non-justice, a system of inequality, in order for them to get their daily bread. They're completely dependent upon that. And that's the only thing that gives them any kind of significance. Them waking up in the morning saying, well, at least I'm not being treated like those guys. I'm a nerd, but nigga, 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 nigga. I'm a nerd. I'm an outcast in white society. I can't get no pussy, but hey, I'm white. Nigga, 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 nigga. And whiteness is always defined on being not black. That's how you define whiteness. It's always defined by being not black. And the thing is, the fact that they just have to spew anti-black rhetoric when most of them don't even know any black people, that shows the innate insecurity of the white supremacist male. And that's what Dr. Francis Kress Welsing broke down many, many years ago. Notice these outcast white supremacist males who end up becoming serial killers. You know, they always say the same thing. They always have this thing about black men boning the white women. Many of these gamers, they be on that shit too. They're worrying about what black man is banging a white woman. They have real big hangups about that. Like Dylan Roof. Remember, Dylan Roof, he was a little nerd, but Dylan Roof, his whole thing was these black men having sex with white women. Elliot Rogers, another little happa white supremacist, he's worrying about black men sexing white women, these white women choosing these black men. Oh, I'm burning. The white supremacists are in the chat room. I'm burning their soul. They're hitting the dislike button real heavy. I see y'all hitting that dislike button real heavy, white supremacists. And I'm not talking about white people. Understand. Notice I say white supremacists because there's a lot of white people who are not racist whatsoever. I'm talking about these insecure white supremacists. But the thing is, these guys have always been racially insecure. Especially about the black man. And this is what these gamers do. And they have their own little language. They have their little troll memes. Really, a lot of what they do, it's this real sexually obsessed thing that they have with black males and black male genitalia. They have a lot of memes and gifs about black men, particularly about black men and our genitals. That's what lynching was about. Remember when they would lynch black people back in the Jim Crow era? They would cut the penis off and take it home. What would you white supremacists do about the penis? What would y'all do? Would y'all lick on it? What would y'all do? Even the word cuck. Cuck is based on the phenomenon of white males sitting around watching a black man have sex with this woman. That's what cuck is. That's what, when you look at cuck porn, that's exactly what it is. That cuckold thing, that's about black men, the insecure white male sitting around watching a black man bang his woman. You understand? But these white supremacists, because I called a lot of their racism out, they've been trolling, and that's all they have. But one thing I do give them credit for, they know how to stay on a white supremacist code. They know how to get on code, and that's something that black people need to learn. These white supremacists, they stay on code quick because that code is the only thing that they have. The code of white supremacy, and that's what white supremacy is. It's all about people getting on this unwritten mental code whenever they feel that they're being exposed or attacked. And in this case, they're being exposed, because the thing is with the white supremacists, they think that they are so above everybody else's thinking. They think that they're the smartest ones in the room, and they can talk in code, and nobody's supposed to figure out their code. And once you figure out the racist codes they're using, then they have to start trolling as a deflection. So don't even trip on that. But the racist gaming community, don't think that it's just harmless white supremacist gibberish, because it starts off like that. It starts off as just talking. It starts off talking anonymously. Then it starts off with them sharing different codes and different code words and creating their own little language. And then they start taking it out of the realm of the video games. Then they start going out into the real world and coming up with codified ways to spew their white supremacist rhetoric. And once they get comfortable enough doing that, these guys will start taking lives. See, this is the problem with black folks. We have to start taking the white supremacists who say that they're joking and playing. You got to take them seriously, because that's how we got in this situation in the first place. See, when somebody, and Neely Fuller said this, when the white supremacists first came up with the practice of white supremacy, most black people most likely thought it was silly. A lot of black folks said, man, white supremacy, you're better than me based on race? Man, get out of here. And the white supremacist was like, no. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, let's just go along with it. Now, I'm white and you're black, so because I'm white, you're black, I'm better than you, so I'm going to have you dig this ditch. And I got a gun on you, so you better dig it. So the black person was like, well, okay, fuck it. I'll dig the ditch because you got a gun on me. But all this shit about you being superior, that's crazy. But you do have a gun on me, so I'm going to dig this ditch. And then that went on so long, we started internalizing their bullshit. But in reality, it's all about them having the gun on us, which they do now. This is why Neely Fuller said the white supremacists, they have two tactics. They have deception and they have violence. When they cannot be deceptive towards you, when you see past the deception, they immediately get violent. It's like they'll trick you first, and if they can't trick you, then all of a sudden, here's the gun. And look at the white supremacists in the chat room. Listen, look at the language they're using. Look at the violence. Fuck you, nigga. Nigga this, nigga that. Die, nigga. Look at the language that they're using in the chat room. It's a very violent language. But these are nerds who don't have anything going on. White supremacy is the only thing that gets them out of bed. The feeling that they're better than another group of people. That's the only thing that they have going on. So they have to really wallow in that. And they always find a black person who's been beaten down by the system of white supremacy, a black person with low self-esteem, to try to hide their racism behind. They'll try to say, well, I'm not a racist. I have this black person who's with me. Now, this particular suspected white supremacist, suspect, Lice Poseidon, and by the way, Lice Poseidon on his Reddit page, and you know, Reddit, that's owned by Serena Williams' husband. who said that he's going to allow the racism on Reddit. But on Reddit right now, Lice Poseidon, his page, he's telling all of his followers to retweet. They made a fake tweet of me. And he said, retweet this, everybody, so we can make it the first thing that people see when they Google Tariq. So it's some bullshit fake tweet that they Photoshop. But this is how desperate these white supremacists are. And by the way, guys, I don't give a shit about that. Y'all do that all the time. I don't trip on that. Do y'all know what these white supremacists did? Shout out to my people in the UK. These white supremacists, they called, I'm doing a lecture in the UK. They called one of the venues. Lice Poseidon's people called the venue in the UK and told them I was controversial, and they called, and because I've seen the chat room, them talking about doing it. So they actually called. The promoter called me and said the venue was on some bullshit. So we're getting that straight. There's other venues that they have lined up. So I'm not even tripping on that. But this is how deep these white supremacists try to silence you when you speak the truth. So all my UK folks, I really want to see y'all come out and see me when I come out there. You see how desperate these white supremacists are to silence me? They're trying to silence me because they know I'm telling the truth. Shout out to the UK. I'm still coming. I'm still coming. Don't trip. I'm still coming. I'm still coming. I'm still going to the UK. But that's how desperate they are. All y'all did was just, y'all doubled my admission sales, because now more people are going to come out and hear me speak, because I'm always going to speak about racial non-justice. Y'all ain't going to shut me up, because I ain't scared of none of you, because I know you're pussies. I don't give a fuck. This internet thing, I can do my thing on and off the internet. That's the good thing about me. I've been grassroots for a long time. When I got in the game, there wasn't no internet. My books were selling on the streets, so I know how to get out there and get the word out on the streets. So all the trolling, that ain't gonna stop my message. I ain't scared of none of you son of a bitches. I know how you are in person. You're pussy. You're bitch made. We see it. No, they ain't messing with my bag. I'm getting a bag. I've already got my deposit, so I'm going. If I have to stand in a park and spit to my people in the UK, that's going to get done. But the venues, they're going to get, they got all that together. They got all types of backup venues, so they're good. We're going to be good in the UK. You know, I got a big following out there. You dig? But this one particular dude, this Lice guy, Lice Poseidon, he went on this little RV trip where he was going around in an RV, and they had a couple of black folks with him, and they had this one sister with them. This black woman, she's bedwinching though. And this is where bedwinching goes wrong. This sister was with these guys, and she's a gamer and she's into that cosplay shit. So she thought that she was gonna do a little bedwinching with these dirty little white supremacists. So she's in the RV with them, and they're taunting her, calling her all types of racial names and calling her nigga. And she made a video, and I posted the video. I posted the clips of her complaining about being called a nigga. Let me play that real quick. And this is why y'all got to chill out, sisters, with that bedwinching. Hold on one second. Listen, look at this. Hold on. And her name is...
I mean...
Hold on.
I've been saying nothing the whole trip. I mean, dude, Chad just sits there the whole time. He says, all Chad does is says nigger in the corner. He just sits there, his fat ass, saying nigger. Tracksuit and, I think Chad is legit racist. I can't see it in, you know, there's a way where you can be racist and it's like satire, right? But to me, it comes off as, this motherfucker is a racist, like.
Now, she, you know, she sounds like, you know, a suburban valley chick or whatever. It's a black girl. I think she's mixed or whatever. But, you know, she's, these gamer, white supremacist gamers, they always talk about how their racism is just satire. But this woman is around these guys. And they badgered her so much, and she's bedwinching, and even she said, hell, shit, these guys are really, really racist. There's no There's no satirical racism. It is racism or it's not racism. And she should not have been around these guys in the first place. Because, I mean, I'm looking at this woman and in some of the videos, she's looking very scared and she's in a dangerous situation because these dudes could have did anything to her. You got to understand, I'm talking to black people now. You don't hang around these goofy fucking nerd white supremacists. These dudes are dangerous. These are some of the Dylan Roofs and the Nicholas Cruises of the world. No, that's not. She wasn't in the Denny's video. No, it was another. It was a white girl in the Denny's video. But sisters, I'm talking to the sisters now. Y'all don't hang around cats like these white supremacists, and they're calling you all types of N-words and acting like it's satire. It's not satire. These dudes are very dangerous. And she was stuck with these dudes. I think somebody said they put her out or whatever, but they could have dropped that woman off in the middle of nowhere and nothing would have happened to these racist fucks. Y'all got to be very careful about being around these white supremacists. And let me play something else. Let me let y'all hear this. Hold on.
There's satire and then there's the street. You know, when I'm sitting there at the bottom bunk and someone comes over and is like, oh, there's the two niggers, and starts kicking me. Come on. Come on, bro. No, but seriously, that's rude.
And she's still almost in denial. I mean, that's rude. You shouldn't have been around these dudes. She should not have been around these dudes. That's when bedwinching goes wrong. She should have known better. She should have known better. We have to stop playing games with these white supremacists. That's why we're in the situation we're in. We think that these folks are joking and playing. These fuckers are dangerous, man. Once you see somebody's a damn white supremacist, they're not playing. Ain't no sarcastic, satirical white supremacy. It ain't none. You are or you not. And when they're using racist jokes around you, you are in danger. Now, this is real disturbing here. Now, this is the same black woman. And she's out here. She's walking around outside the RV or whatever. Now, she's talking to this Ice Poseidon guy. And listen to what he says. He gets into some damn slave master shit. He wants to see her naked. You see how they do, your sisters? They try to engage in some gutter sex type shit. But listen to this.
Drop Twitch altogether.
You want me to drop Twitch?
Yeah. We have to give you free Patreon dudes.
They're lewds.
I don't give a fuck. I want nudes.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. I want nudes, because I guess she took some pictures with some cosplay outfits or whatever, trying to geek it up with these guys. See, that's another thing. Black people think, okay, I'm going to get away from my blackness and wrap myself around being a geek, and I'm going to hang around other geeks. Let me tell you something. When you hang around white supremacists, ain't no white supremacist geek, ain't no white supremacist nerd. They're white supremacists first. They are no white supremacist lesbians. They are white supremacists first. They put their white supremacy before anything.
Just for me.
Paul, they're fucking lewd.
I know. You can make lewds for everyone else. Nudes for me.
I don't send nudes.
Okay, well, that's... That's your problem. I'm not talking about send me nudes. I'm saying in person.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm saying you just give me a little flash of your titty.
I hate you.
So he's talking about, I want to see it in person. Give me a flash of your titty. See, that's what these white supremacists do when they get around you, sisters. They want gutter sex. It's like, show me your titties. You supposed to bow down and be on some slave wench shit. And you're an idiot for hanging around some douchebags like that. You need to know better than to hang around people like that. Y'all gotta know better. You see how disgusting and perverted these white supremacists are? Now, let's be very clear. Now, he did this on film. They don't really step to white women like that, because they know white women, they'll go get Gloria Allred on their ass. The white women will get Gloria Allred on that ass. But they know that the sister, we don't have protection like that. So they know they can get away with certain things with sisters. They know that they have a white supremacist judicial system, a white supremacist court system, a white supremacist police system on their side. So black folks, you got to be cognizant of this at all times. We can't play games with these folks. and all you dudes who's into the cosplay and the gaming, and you think that these are your brothers in gaming, understand, they just use the gaming community as a vehicle to practice more white supremacy. So many of these alt-right dudes are in the gaming community. All of these things are vehicles for them to practice more white supremacy. And also, this is a way to train their children, too. They train their children. Their 4 and 5 year olds sitting up here online talking about nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. But the thing is, these white supremacist outcasts, you think that they're harmless and just because they're on the internet making goofy jokes and talking stupid, you think you have some kind of camaraderie with them. And this is where black folks mess up. We think, okay, we're outcasts within society. These white gamers, they're outcasts. So we have some kind of brotherhood. We have some kind of camaraderie. And understand, ain't nobody got no brotherhood with us. They understand white supremacy. Remember, well, today, that that school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, they released a video of him, a video that was on his camera phone where he was talking about he was going to do these murders. Let me play the video. You guys hear the audio of it. But this is the guy who shot up the school down in Florida. This is Nicholas Cruz. And he's talking about how he's, you know, people picking on him and calling him names. And listen how casual these white supremacists will plan murder. Now, understand, this guy had racist views too. But look how casual these nerds are about committing murder.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR-15 and a couple tracer rounds. I think I can get done. Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida. It's going to be a big event. And when you see me on the news, you'll all know who I am.
So that's his come up. This dude was status chasing. This dude was clout chasing with the murders. He's like, well, look, I'm a nobody. I'm a loser. I'm a nerd. I'm an outcast. He tried the, well, I hate Negroes, and he tried the anti-black racism, but that wasn't enough. He's like, well, shit, I'm just like everybody else. Everybody else around me is racist. That ain't shit. I need more. So I'm going to shoot up some other white people. That's going to really get my name out there.
You're all going to die. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah.
He's like, you're all going to die. Pew, 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 pew. Boy, that's the white supremacist mindset right there, ain't it?
Yeah. Can't wait. All right, so here's the plan. I'm going to go take an Uber in the afternoon before 2:40. From there, I'll go into the onto school campus, walk up the stairs, load my bags, and get my AR and shoot people down at the main, was it the main courtyard?
Now listen to how he's talking. You notice he's talking like he's playing a video game. He's talking like he's playing a video game. You understand? These are the same people that's, you know, in the chat room. These fuckers in the chat room talking all this bullshit. Same people. Same guy. He's talking like he just loaded a video game or downloaded a game on Xbox. And yeah, I'm just going to take an Uber and I'm going to go take an Uber and you're going to die. Pew, pew, pew. He sounds like all these white supremacists in the chat room right now.
Wait, and people will die. Today is the day that it all begins. The day of my massacre shall begin. All the kids in school will run in fear and hide. From the wrath of my power, they will know who I am.
Oh, and then, why do you, look? Let me ask some of you white supremacists in the chat room. Why do you guys think that you such a you're like a superhero? All of these fuckers are gonna run from my wrath. You're ambushing people, you fucking dumbass. You white supremacists, you white supremacist nerds, you always have this big sense of importance about yourself. You sit up, y'all play these video games. That's video game talk. You're going to rue the day when you've deceived me and taken me away from my greatness. You're going to feel the wrath of Kobe. You're going to feel the fucking wrath because I was a fucking Aryan god, dude. I'm going to come out of my trailer park like Narnia and come get you fuckers. Pew, pew, pew. You're going to fucking feel my wrath, niggers. The niggers are going to feel my wrath. You didn't do this. You're going to fucking feel my wrath because I was a fucking Aryan god, man. You fucking racist nerds are hilarious. We're going to feel his wrath. He's trying to be all poetic. You've been watching Braveheart.
Wolves, run in fear and hide. From the wrath of my power, they will know who I am. I am nothing. I am no one. My life is nothing and meaningless.
I'm going to run you niggers over with my Dodge Charger, dude. You're going to feel my fucking wrath, dude. I'm going to throw my meth pipe at you. Once I leave my trailer park, dude, I'm going to take a fucking Uber. I'm an Aryan god, but I have to take an Uber because my spaceship is out of whack, dude. I'm an Aryan fucking god, but I'm going to Uber my way over to show you my fucking wrath, dude. How you an Aryan god with all your power, but your dumb ass got to take an Uber? Smelling like rhubarb pie and shit.
Everything that I hold dear, I let go beyond your half. Every day I see the world ending another day. I live a lone life, live in seclusion and solitude.
This is Sparta, dude! I'm a fucking gamer. I'm gonna take my gaming into the real world, guy. I am the mighty Thor of the trailer park, dude.
I live a lone life, live in seclusion and solitude. I hate everyone and everything. With the power of my AR, you will all know who I am.
This motherfucker been on the internet way too much. He been watching too many fucking Netflix movies. He's sitting up watching 300. He's just sitting up watching all these movies, and he's... Oh, my God, he's so fucking dramatic. He's so dramatic. Dude, you just ambushed some people, dude. This is these guys in the room now. That's how y'all sound in real fucking life. All you white supremacists in the room talking shit, that's how y'all sound right now. Y'all playing Zelda, and y'all talking all that bullshit. Y'all start thinking that you're from Narnia. You start thinking you're from Game of Thrones. You walking around the house in boots and shit with a cape on. Mom, you spilled fucking True Moo on my cape, Mom. Stop being a fucking bitch, Mom. And get the True Moo out of my fucking cape, Mom. Y'all got a delusions of grandeur, majorly. You dig? We're going to get online and talk some shit, Mom. Mom, make me a sandwich so I can get online and call blacks niggers, Mom. Give me a fucking sandwich. Mom, you're going to feel the fucking wrath, Mom. Mom, you're going to feel the fucking wrath if you don't make me a fucking sandwich so I can get online and curse the niggers.
Life. Live in seclusion and solitude. I hate everyone and everything. With the power of my AR, you will all know who I am. I had enough of being told what to do and when to do. I had enough of being telling me that I'm an idiot and a dumbass. But in real life, you're all the dumbass. You're all stupid and brainwashed by the political government programs. You'll all see. You will all know.
I'm tired. You fucking called me the dumbass. I'm not a fucking dumbass. I'm an Aryan fucking god, dude! I'm a fucking Aryan god. You're the dumbasses. You're going to see that I'm an Aryan fucking god. As soon as my Uber shows up, dude, you're going to fucking feel my wrath, man. You're going to feel the wrath, dude. It's the government. And that's another thing y'all got to watch out to. That government shit they start talking. That's that government is a, that's that, the Jew-controlled government shit that they like to talk. It's the Jews controlling the government, that Alex Jones, it's the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, and the George Soros. That's that government is controlling the government. The Jews are controlling the government, and the government is against the white man, and it's that Alex Jones bullshit.
Who my name is. My love for you, Angie, will never go away.
Who the fuck is Angie?
I hope to see you in the afterlife. On one day or another, you will end and we'll all die.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello? Oh Lord, you white supremacists, boy. Y'all motherfuckers are weird. Well, y'all can't get no pussy. Y'all gotta shoot up everybody because you can't get no pussy. No wonder you guys up in my chat room right now trolling. That's you guys. And, you know, y'all white supremacist trolls, you look at black men walking around with all the fucking swag. You know, you've systematically helped deprive all sorts of resources from black folks, and we still got the fucking swag, and the women are choosing, and you sitting up nerdy and funky, smelling like ass, cheese, and wet doggy online talking shit. Who's Angie, by the way? I want to know who she is. Probably somebody he was stalking. You dig? But that whole thing where I'm an outcast and I'm going to pay y'all back for calling me names. That white supremacist delusion of grandeur. And yeah, and somebody said Angie's probably the sex doll that he has up in the house. My God, what's up, Sarah Jane, in the chat room? But speaking of that delusion of grandeur, see, the white supremacists love hiding their racism behind jokes, and that's what Roseanne did. The actress, comedian Roseanne, you know, she's known for getting online, talking real greasy, making little racial comments, talking slick about sisters. And she was making some slick comments about Obama and a sister who worked for the Obama administration. I can't think of her name right now, black woman. And Roseanne said the woman looked like a cross between a Muslim and an ape. And, you know, she's made some little slick ape comments about black people before. You know, she was riding high on this show because her show was trying to use that codified racism, and they thought that they could get away with doing it for a long time. Look, ABC, they knew the deal about Rosie. They knew the deal about her. They knew about her racist fucking views. They knew. But they were going to make money off of it. They were going to be like, okay, let's let it be codified enough where we can keep her racism under the radar so it's not overt, because her character on the new show is a Trump supporter, so you know, we already know what the deal is with that. But she got so emboldened by the Trump support and the Make America Great Again white supremacist crowd, who don't really want to make America great again. They want to destroy the government and create a white ethno state where they can punish black people without the laws hindering them. That's really what they want. But she got real comfortable and she started making her little racist tweets, and, you know, people started going in on her, going in on ABC, and they had to quickly cancel the show. And what's interesting is that, you know, the Trump administration, people in the White House, they're low-key caping for her. Jimmy Kimmel, he came out and put out a tweet, low-key caping for her. And that's very interesting. It's interesting that a person can say something that's blatantly racist and you have a White House administration low-key supporting it. That's a very dark place to be in society, where the White House will just openly co-sign this anti-black rhetoric. This is why black people have to be on code. You have to have the spirit of Ogun. Shout out to Wanda Sykes. Let me give her credit. Wanda Sykes quitting the show immediately. That helped get the show canceled because they couldn't hide behind a black person. Wanda Sykes, she was a consulting producer on the show. And this is why it's important for black folks not to be cooning it up and bedwinching it up, because when the white supremacists do something slick, they like to hide behind a black person. So Wanda was the first one to bounce. So they couldn't hide behind nobody. Because look, all those other white co-stars and all that, nobody was going to leave. Nobody was going to leave. None of the staff, nobody, none. It was Wanda who was the one who was out first. But yeah, Paul used to clown Roseanne years ago. Paul Mooney used to clown Roseanne years ago. Arsenio used to clown Roseanne years ago, too. I think he got cool with her over the years, but and I take my hat off to Wanda. That's being on code. That's a code we have to adopt. We cannot enable racism from these white supremacists. That sister who was bedwinching around these white supremacists, hanging around with them, and they're calling her all types of N-words, I will give her credit, but I will still take some credit away. But I will give her credit, but take some away. I take some away for her being around them assholes in the first place. I can't think of her name. Is Queen Jails or Queen Jules? Queen something. I can't think of what her screen name is. She shouldn't have been around them in the first place, but she did call them out, which a lot of bedwinches don't do that. But it got so bad and so uncomfortable for her, she had to low-key call it out. So I give her a little teeny-weeny credit for that. But we all have to be on code with these white supremacists. But and you know what's funny about Roseanne? Roseanne, when she started white-splaining, did y'all hear her excuse? She said that she was on Ambien. She was tweeting that racist shit because she was on Ambien, and Ambien makes you do certain things. Ambien don't make you no fucking racist. Ambien don't make you no racist. Yes, her name is Queen Gels. That's the sister's name who was put in a very, very tight situation with those white supremacist suspects. I really felt scared for that sister. I looked at videos of her around Lice Poseidon and those other suspected white supremacists and them badgering her and calling her nigger and kicking her and all this. And the look in her eyes was fear. This woman looked like she was genuinely terrified around these white supremacists. But back to Roseanne. Y'all say the Ambien company called out. They were like, hey, our medicine don't make nobody racist. So that's some bullshit. Let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are trying to call up. Let me see who this is. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Who is this?
This is Ernest in Phoenix, Arizona.
Ernest from, what you doing up this late, man? It's 12 o'clock out there.
Yeah, man. My schedule kind of throwed off messing with this post office.
There you go. What's on your mind, brother?
I wanted to know if you had any, like, history as far as, like, that goes back with post office that had to do with, like racism as far as, like, how it started.
The post office, well, you know what's funny? With the post office, most of the postal workers used to be black. All the early postal workers would be black because they had to ride those horses real fast, and most of the early cowboys were black. All of the early cowboys were black. So black people knew how to ride the horses and all that. They knew how to ride fast. Also, they knew how to... Black people could go into dangerous Indian territory, too. That was another thing, because you had to ride the Pony Express all around the country. So you had to go into hostile territory. So white people couldn't go around those Native Americans. They'd get their fucking ass chopped up real fast. But but black people could do that. So we were the first people who were running in the postal services, in the Pony Express in this country. So there's a rich history on that. So,
oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of folks don't know that.
Check that out.
No doubt, man. But thanks for the call, brother.
I appreciate that.
No doubt. Yeah, a lot of folks don't know that. The early Pony Express, all of those were brothers. Bass Reeves, all these dudes. Man, the Lone Ranger is based on Bass Reeves as a black dude. That's why y'all need to get Hidden Colors. Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. You dig? But the thing is, these white supremacists are getting on code, and they're getting on code heavy. Did y'all see Trump invite Kim Kardashian to the damn White House to talk about prison reform? Do you know how much of a farce and a joke that was? You know, the Trump, they're trying to capitalize off this Kanye thing. Out of all the people in the world, why would you invite Kim Kardashian to talk about prison reform? That's because prison reform is a joke to them. Prison reform is a joke, and that's what they think about so-called prison reform. It's a damn joke. That's why they made a joke of it. This was them trolling. But again, when they troll, there's always seriousness to it. There's always a message with the trolling. The message is, we don't take prison reform seriously. That's the exact reason. They're not dumb. They knew inviting Kim Kardashian to talk about prison reform was trolling. They knew it was a joke. And that was the message they're trying to send. Excuse me, guys, I sneezed. But that was the message they were trying to send. And they called Kim Thong-il or some shit like that. They had a little nickname for her, like she's meeting up with him, Kim Thong-il or some shit. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, hello, Brother Tariq. This is Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby. How you doing? Where you calling from?
Hey, from Atlanta. This is Robbie Blue, actually.
Didn't I meet you before?
Robbie
Blue. That name sounds familiar. I didn't meet you down in Atlanta when I was, I just did my meet and greet down there, but I thought that name sounded familiar. But what's on your mind, man?
Nah, you had played some of my music at one time. But now, when you talked about the Pony Express and the Black Cowboy.
Yeah.
It sparked an idea in my mind to make a suggestion to you, and I believe that you could pull this off. In addition to doing the Hidden Color series, do you think you could raise money and do independent films, live-action films on some of our heroes or historic figures that they don't cover? Like, for instance, the brother that the Lone Ranger was based off. I forgot his name.
Baz Reeves.
But that brother was the cowboy.
Yeah, Baz Reeves, yeah.
Yep. Even do something about the Moors. You know, all this great information that you bring us in Hidden Colors, I think that the family would put some money behind actually getting, you know, a movie made. So that's just a suggestion. It's not a demand. It's a request.
Of course.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Man, much respect, brother. Thank you, brother. All right. That's Robbie Blue out of Atlanta. You dig? Anyway, man, that's been today's episode of the show. Not going to be on here too long. I just wanted to touch on that, but understand, black folks who's in the gaming community, don't be fooled by that. The gaming community, man, a lot of them, they use that as a vehicle to practice their white supremacist views. Like I said, many of these people are social outcasts, and they thrive on practicing white supremacy. White supremacy is the only thing that they got going on. You understand? And black men and black women don't hang around these folks once you see that they keep throwing around these little racist jokes and they come up with little slick ways to say nigga this, nigga that. Don't be fooled by that. Do not be fooled by that. Because they talk all that stuff online, but then all of a sudden they're standing outside with an AR. You're gonna fucking feel my wrath, dude. You're gonna fucking get it, dude. I'm just waiting on my fucking Uber to come take me to the Waffle House, dude. You know, these motherfuckers are insecure. These white supremacists, they understand. Their time is up. Nature is punishing these white supremacists. So they're desperate. This is their last call. And I hope you're listening, white supremacists in the room. Because they... all of us are not scared of you, and I'm one of them. And shout out to that brother in the video that went viral with Lights Poseidon, who was about to whoop all of their asses. He said, look, I ain't one of these other black folks y'all fuck around with. I'll fuck all of you up. All of us ain't scared of you, and I ain't scared of none of you. At all. I have no problem calling your racism out, because many of you white supremacists are demonic. Most of you, a lot of you are Satan worshippers. You guys are demonic, and I'm a person of God. I'm an ordained minister. It is my God-given mission to replace these white supremacists with a system of justice. If you believe in harming, mistreating people, and denying people resources based on race, you are an enemy of God. It is my mission from God to call you the fuck out. That's how thorough I am. Through the spirit of Ogun, I will call you out. You do not scare me. You do not intimidate me. I don't care about you calling venues that I'm going to appear in. I'm still going to do me. You can't stop God's work. What makes you think you can stop God's work, white supremacists? when God himself is punishing you white supremacists by wiping you out. This is why you guys are having a natural decrease. You've segregated yourself into these white supremacist enclaves around the country, around the world, and you're dying out naturally. I'm talking about the white supremacists. It's these little segregated communities where you've locked all the black people and non-white people out. You've segregated yourself, and now you're dying out in these same places that you've segregated. That's Mother Nature. That's the universe. That's God saying enough is enough. So lashing out at us, lashing out at the melanated people, that's not going to save you. You need to be getting right with God. You're trying to wage a holy war where the holy war is being waged on you, and it's not even black folks doing it. It's nature. That's why y'all hate nature. You're always trying to challenge nature. I need to pull the prayer cloth. You're so demonic, you're killing each other. Look at Nevada up there in Las Vegas. Dozens of other white people killed by white supremacists. All of these school shootings, you're shooting each other en masse. You're taking yourselves out, and also nature is taking you out. You have a natural decrease that cannot be reversed, meaning there's more of you white supremacists dying than you are being born. You dig? So being mad at black folks, that ain't gonna save you. You better be getting right with God. You need to get your soul right, because nature has a way of cleaning out a cancer. If you are a white supremacist, I ain't talking about a white person. If you are a white supremacist, I am not talking about regular white people. I'm talking about white supremacists. If you are a white supremacist, you are a cancer on the planet. And the earth and the universe has a way of wiping out cancers and diseases. They have a way of doing that. When something is wrong on the planet, the universe will correct it. That's why the universe and, well, this planet has been here for millions and trillions of years. So you white supremacists, y'all, I don't care about y'all trolling. I got God backing me up. And God is going to see to it that the white supremacists get their just due. That's why so many of y'all are turning to Satan. So many of you guys are Satan worshipers. This is why some of these shooters are found with Baphomet symbols and devil worshiping symbols. Because you know God ain't rocking with you, so let's try this Satan thing. You know God ain't fucking with you. So I said, am I sounding like Farrakhan? No, I'm talking real talk. Y'all know I'm a minister. I'm going to put a little ministry in it. You know I'm a minister. So I'm going to put a little ministry in it. But the thing is, we're talking real talk right now. Speaking of the Melanoid Ministries, go to melanoidnation.org, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to shake that devil off. You dig? But anyway, man. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me at Tariq Elite. Get all the fresh gear. Go to 1804movie.com to get the movie 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. You guys be good.